This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we land in a city of wide boulevards, outdoor cafes, art galleries, neoclassical architecture, and a big green park. Whoa, hold on a sec. I know what you're thinking. Is this another episode about London or Paris? What if I told you that this city is actually in the Asian continent and has some of the most exotic eats you've never heard of? A Soviet-era bathhouse, subway stations that feel like art galleries, and surrounding nature that will take your breath away. Today, we're off to Almaty, Kazakhstan. Almaty means Apple Mountain in Kazakh. It is believed that apples first grew in Almaty. In the foothills of the Tian Shan, wild apples continue to grow to this day. Almaty has extreme winter and summer months. In winter, it can get seriously cold, while in summer, heat can be downright brutal. Senior writer Qin Liang landed in Almaty during a snowstorm in late March. Following morning, when the snow had stopped, the street echoed the rhythmic thump of snowflakes falling from the trees. The air was so clear that Tian Shan, the snow-capped mountain range that looks like a giant fortress wall, formed a stunning backdrop. It was freezing, but you just had to stay out a bit longer and take it all in, Qin describes his first impression of Almaty. People say Almaty is boring, but Qin couldn't disagree more. There is so much to see and to do in Almaty. Head to Panfilov Park. It's not just a regular park. There's a lot more going on there. You'll see a Soviet-era tank and statues of 28 Panfilov guardsmen who fought against the Germans. Next to the war memorial is the Museum of Folk Music Instruments. It has a collection of instruments from Kazakhstan and around the world. A ticket to the museum is only 1,500 tej, about $3. Keep walking and you'll come to the Ascension Cathedral. This Russian Orthodox cathedral is an iconic symbol of Almaty. Built entirely of wood and without the use of nails, it has a fairy tale-like charm, especially when it's covered with snow. For an even more romantic experience, you can go for a horse carriage ride in front of the cathedral. Toward the end of Panfilov Park, walk another 10 minutes, and you'll reach Central Park of Almaty. The park has a European feel. It has a children's canopy walk, ponds surrounded by willows and fountains and footbridges. You can play with red squirrels. These squirrels are native to Eurasia and have a distinct reddish crown and limbs. They're very curious and they'll come right up to you. Bring peanuts. After the park, walk to the Green Bazaar. Here you can eat your way through the flavors of Central Asia. Samsa, pastries filled with minced meat, is a must try. You'll also find Uyghur lagman, hand-pulled noodles topped with beef or lamb at the market. Want to shake things up for a little bit for your taste buds? Try kumis or fermented horse milk. The vendors are happy to hand you a small paper cup to try. The milk has a sourness like yogurt and a sharp tart flavor. While the milk still swirls in your mouth, and the vendor hands you another cup, this time camel milk, milder than kumis and a little saltier. Just when you think the tasting is finally over, another paper plate comes your way, and this time it's horse meat and horse sausage. The vendors love watching you eat them, sometimes cracking up as you cringe at the taste, as so many Westerners do. If you come in the winter, you can head to the Shimbilak Ski Resort for snow or snowboarding, and at night, head to the Abay Kazakh State Academic Opera and Ballet Theater for a show. The theater is built in the Stalinist Empire style. Qin recommends spending one full day on a tour outside of Almaty. Most tours go to Moon Canyon, Black Canyon, Kolsay Lake, and Sharon Canyon. The tours are pretty affordable, between 13,000 and 25,000 tenge, which is about $25 to $48. The tour usually starts as early as 6 a.m. and ends around 8 in the evening. Kolsay Lake is a stunning alpine lake with turquoise clear water. Famously known as the Pearl of the Northern Tian Shan, Sharon Canyon is nicknamed the Grand Canyon of Kazakhstan. Walking in the canyon valley, you'll see all kinds of rock formations carved by erosion into bizarre shapes. Many of them look like animals. Before you leave Almaty, make sure you visit the Arasan Baths, the largest bathhouse in Central Asia. There are several pools, saunas, and rest areas. Sauna options include the Finnish, Russian, and Turkish styles. You can buy birch leaves to massage your back in the sauna room. Although most patrons wear shorts or swimsuits, many still walk around naked. So if nudity isn't your thing, you might want to bring your trunks. At the end of March, the Nowruz celebration, or the Persian New Year, will be in full swing. and there will be concerts, yurts set up for exhibitions, and markets. People in traditional dress come together to cook semolak, a sweet paste made from wheat that symbolizes prosperity and good health. Getting around Almaty is easy. Yandex is like the Uber of Kazakhstan. It has cheap, reliable, and an English booking option to get you around Almaty. But Chin recommends trying the subway at least once. The subways are painted in cultural arts and decorated with chandeliers, makes the ride even more fun. It's a very grand subway, he reports. One thing Chin finds interesting and challenging is the language barrier. English is almost non-existent, so be sure to have a translation app like Google App at the ready. Despite that, the Kazakhs are super friendly people. For example, when Chin ran out of phone credit, a stranger topped it off for him without asking for anything in return. Moments like this makes you realize that kindness is the real language of the Kazakhs. Almaty awaits. It's your move.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.